You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about practical application of how to change your life forever, and also dealing with an understanding of how the kingdom of God works and the way that you should receive from God. Because, you know, we kind of got into it last time. There's a lot of people that blame God for them not receiving, and it's just not true. And God has taught us how to receive from Him. Just most people don't do it the way He wants to do it. And people say, well, I don't believe in organized religion. Well, unfortunately, God is an organized God. That's why you can look around at the creation and see the organization to it. People say, well, I think it's this way. It doesn't matter if you think it's that way, if it's not the way God said it was. It really doesn't. And I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm actually trying to help you. Because there's people say, well, I have my own personal relationship with God. The question becomes, though, is that a relationship that He honors, right? Because remember something, right? Let's talk about Jesus and the Pharisees. They thought they had a personal relationship with God. And you know what Jesus told them? You're of your father the devil. And they thought they were seeking God. They thought they were spending time with God. And God's opinion was, no, you ain't. You might think you have a relationship with me, but you don't have a relationship with me because it's not the way that I ordained. People say, well, God just meets you where you are. Yes, but He doesn't expect you to stay where you are. He doesn't expect you to stay ignorant. He doesn't expect you to stay a baby. He expects you to seek Him and then find out how He relates, and then you change to His way of relating, right? And people say, well, what, He should change to my way. No, because if He's already perfect, and you want Him to change from perfecting just to reach you, and He's not going to do it, okay? He goes as far as He can go, but then He expects you to take the next step higher. And that's really part of what we're talking about, is how to take the next step higher. You know, many of you, I believe in most of the places where this is airing, that this is the midweek service. This is on a Wednesday. And let me ask you something. You going to church tonight? This radio broadcast is not a substitute for going to church. The pastor's office is the most important office in your life. The other offices are needed, right? But the pastor's office is the most important. Now, and listen, unless you're attending one of our churches or unless you're a minister, I'm not your pastor. Please don't tell people, well, Pastor Kurt's my pastor, and yet you don't show up to any of our churches. Okay? And I know some of you can't, right, because you live somewhere else. Again, I want you, I love the fact you're receiving, but I need you to attend a local church. Because the local church says, that Paul said of the local church, and you can go back and listen to this, we taught on it for a while, that the local church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. That's the reason I don't want you putting tithe money into this ministry, unless you're a member of our churches, and I'm your pastor. And in order to be your pastor, you'd either have to be a minister, or you'd have to attend one of our local bodies. Other than that, I don't want you doing it. That local church. Now, again, I think you ought to be choosy about where you go to church. And I'm not telling you to look for a perfect church because there is not one. And I'm telling you, you know, a lot of times people say, it's amazing to me how much, and I'm just going to speak to somebody right here. This is actually for somebody. God told you to attend a church. You've gotten close to the pastor. You've gotten close to the leadership, and you realize he's not perfect. Big shocker. I'm not perfect either. And people say, well, but this is just wrong. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that all of a sudden you're telling something God, telling something to the Lord He doesn't know? I mean, do you think all of a sudden when you said, you know, he doesn't always behave right, do you think He didn't know that when He told you to go to that church? But maybe that minister or pastor needs somebody around them to pray for them, to lift them up, to be merciful to them, and to encourage them. And quit looking for the perfect church because it doesn't exist. Quit looking for the church because for everybody that you agree with everything they do. Because that's, but you do need a church that does exactly what we're talking about, where the sower sows the word. You need a church that's actively teaching you the word of God, right? That's teaching you about the goodness of God. And you can go back to KurtOwen.com and you can hear some things there to talk to you about how to pick the local church. Now we've gotten down through the first group, we're into the second group. These are the ones likewise sown on stony ground. When they hear the word, and listen, I'm skipping over a lot. I'm not reviewing. But you need to get a hold of this. When they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. See, it's emotional reception. Okay? And they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, they stumble. They get offended, and they stumble. Now, let me go back to this, because we've taught on this at some length, but I want to remind you, problems are coming. Do you remember when we looked at Luke 6 and we talked about that when the storm arose and it hit both the house of the guy who did the word and it hit the house of the guy who didn't do the word? Do you remember that? Okay, the storm is coming, folks. And this word, the word that God is trying to get you in down on the inside of you, would cause you to be able to withstand the storm, just like in Luke 6:46, right? You do what he said, you withstand the storm. But see, these people received it with gladness, right? Which is great. I want you to be glad what you're hearing from me right now. I want you to be emotionally excited about it. But I want you to do what I'm teaching you even after the emotions are gone. Now, and it notices they had no root in themselves. In other words, this is not supposed to be a surface relationship. Oh, that's awesome. That is great. Oh, Brother Kurt, that is awesome. Great, are you going to do it? Are you going to act on it tonight? Are you, like we talked about, today's local church day, are you going to act on it tonight and go to church? Are you going to act on it? Are you going to act on it today and sow the word? Are you going to act on it today when, like, let me give you an example. Let's say God deals with me about blessing those who curse me, do good to those that hate me, pray for those who spitefully use and persecute me. I'm going to serve Jesus. And today, I get spitefully used and persecuted. And my response is, I just read that today, but I'm not doing that today. I'll do it tomorrow. But right now, I need to give these people a piece of my mind. They've cursed me. Bless God, I'm not blessing them. I got to stick up for myself, right? Okay, you have no root in yourself. You're excited about it when you read it, right? That I'm going to do it, I can do this. But there has to be a point at which you allow it to take root. Oh, they're cursing me. Guess what? I can bless them. One of the ways to help it take root is don't just receive it on the surface. Don't just receive it as something you're just reading. Receive it as something you're going to leave here and do. That you're actually going to go do this. And then when you're confronted with the opportunity to do it, do it. Let it take root. Because there's going to come a storm. We talked about this the other day, about like a tree limb, right? And the word was like a gem. And the problems of life were like a tree limb. And God told you to get in the gym, but you didn't understand why he didn't get gym, or you got excited about the gym initially, but then you got sore and you weren't excited about it as much anymore. And then all of a sudden the tree limb fell on you. And God, if you had gone to the gym, if you'd done the exercises God told you to do, if you'd allowed it to take root, after the emotion was gone, you stayed with it, then you'd have been able to get the limb off your chest. But right now you can't get the limb off your chest. Why? Because you had only received the gem with gladness and so endured only for a time. And then afterward, after you quit the gem, the limb fell on you. Now, here's the interesting thing. Jesus has told us there's limbs coming, and he's taught us in his word how to handle it. He's taught us in his word what to do. But it can't just be with gladness. Listen, It's like this. Let's go back to the very simplest of the sower sows the word. And if I know for a fact, let's take it as though it was like a regular seed. Let's say it was a tomato seed or a watermelon seed. I love watermelon. So I know that there's coming a day in my future that I'm going to be hungry and I'm going to need some watermelon. Well, then I'm not going to wait till the day I get hungry. Let me back up. I should not wait till the day I get hungry to plant the watermelon seed, because I could die by the time the watermelon comes up. And this is what a lot of people do, and they think that God is withholding from them, and he's not. He's told them is that the entire kingdom of God functions if a man should sow seed in the ground. But this second group, they started sowing seed, and they got tired of it. They walked out the first day and said, I don't see anything there. Must not be working. So they quit. And guess what? The same hunger. I planted the watermelon seed. I walk out. There's no watermelon, and now I'm angry. Right? And so I forget it. I'm not watering. I'm not fertilizing anymore. I'm not coming out here to check it. Well, then a famine comes. And then I'm griping to the Lord about, why won't you feed me? Why won't you take care of me? Son, I already told you what to do. You just didn't do it. Oh, okay, Lord, I apologize. I'm going to start planting me some watermelon seed. Please understand, in some instances, there's not enough time to receive the harvest. You're going to need a miracle. Now, fortunately, the Father's in the miracle business. But the thing of it is you're not supposed to live by miracles. The entire kingdom of God. Now, we're going to start getting into the next group tomorrow, but I need you to understand, please don't just get excited about what I'm teaching and not act on it. Act on it today. Go to church. Hear the word. Act on it tonight before you go to bed. Get your Bible out. Read this passage of Scripture. And every time you read something, begin to act on what you're reading. Make a plan to act on what you're reading. Okay? Because you need this word to take root, because the limbs of life are coming. The storms of life are coming, but if you'll do what he said, you can build a house that cannot be shaken. Listen to Michael for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that he is faithful to his word. In Matthew 18:19, he says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, he will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential.